On Friday night, the president of the Tampa Bay Rays, Matt Silverman, confirmed a rumor that the Rays have developed a plan to build a $450 million downtown stadium off the waterfront in St. Petersburg on the site of where Al Lang Field now resides. That was virtually all Silverman said. It was obvious that the St. Petersburg Times, who reported on the story earlier in the day, had scooped the Rays, who were not prepared yet to discuss details. They say they will hold a full-fledged news conference in the coming weeks. But reports indicate the Rays ownership would spend a third of the cost, or $150 million. The Rays would hope to get the legislature to approve $60 million in state sales tax rebates, and the rest would come from selling their current home, Tropicana Field, and parking lot land. The Times reports that there are grand plans for mixed-use development there. Neil DeMoss is an author on stadium issues and the co-author of the book Field of Schemes. He says that the Rays are asking St. Petersburg, in essence, to develop two publicly owned parcels and keeping the revenue for themselves. He says it's another case of teams asking for development rights instead of cash.
This sort of recent trend of publicly financed stadiums really took off in baseball in the early 90s with, you know, Camden Yards and Jacobs Field. And after about 10 years, you had a real growing backlash to the notion of the public subsidizing stadiums and actually giving, you know, tax money straight over for stadiums, for stadium construction costs. What you're seeing more recently is teams trying to find a way to get money sort of by less direct measures.
DeMoss says that a similar proposal has been floated in the San Francisco Bay Area by Lou Wolf, the owner of the Oakland A's, who's been trying to get a new park in the Bay Area suburb of Fremont.
Where he is very similarly to what's been floated in Tampa Bay, trying to get development rights to a large area. He wants it rezoned for housing and, you know, a whole new community, and saying that he'll use the proceeds from that to build the stadium.
There are a number of questions that the Rays can answer about the project whenever they're ready to discuss it. But a critical part of the package is the $60 million the Rays would get in a sales tax rebate. The Florida Marlins Baseball Club has been looking for a similar deal for several years now in the legislature and lost every time out, including this spring when the House approved the deal but the state Senate rejected it. And that was before the state learned that it had a deficit. USF St. Petersburg political science professor Darrell Paulson says this will be a hard sell.
I think it's a very tough time to ask the state for money for anything, given the financial constraints of the state of Florida and given the property tax revolt that's going on in Florida. Many members of the legislature, I think, would be very reluctant to provide funding for a venture which is essentially privately owned, and yet there's a good deal of public money involved. And, you know, that's always one of these big questions with respect to stadiums, the public-private aspect to it, how much money the public should put up and what the public gets back in exchange for their tax dollars.
St. Petersburg residents themselves will have a chance to weigh in on the project. The city charter requires voter approval of any deal involving a long-term lease of city-owned waterfront property. Currently, the Rays have a lease with St. Petersburg at Tropicana Field that lasts another 20 years. They also still owe $100 million on it. USF St. Pete political science professor Darrell Paulson says there's no guarantee that a majority of local residents would vote to allow the proposal as it currently reads.
The stadium itself, of course, I think a lot of people are going to ask how you can take a stadium which is essentially 15 years old and gut a stadium which has certainly cost the residents of Pinellas County $200 million to construct that stadium, and now they're looking for a new open-air facility on the waterfront. I think that's going to be a tough sell in itself.
There are a number of other questions that the elite proposal begs to have answered, such as, what about parking? And what about the fact that only some seating areas would have air conditioning, and the field would not be covered by a retractable dome, but a canopy? Field of Schemes author Neil DeMoss says adding a retractable dome would make the $450 million plan a lot more expensive.
Any way to avoid having a roof is a great one because those things are so expensive. I mean, you know, when you're talking $100, $200 million for adding a retractable roof, you could almost more cheaply just offer rebates to any, you know, offer like $20 to any fan who comes down to the park and then winds up having it rained out.
And he says the smaller planned capacity of the waterfront park, which would be 10,000 seats smaller than Tropicana Field, is something that makes sense for teams like the Rays.
But the 35,000 seat size is kind of the wave of the future, especially for sort of smaller market teams. The A's are looking at an even smaller park, around 30,000, where they're figuring, okay, you know, if we would rather have excess demand, you know, sell out 30,000 or 35,000 seats than have a half-empty ballpark, because then people are just going to figure, oh, well, you know, why should I buy tickets ahead of time when I could just sort of wait and see if I feel like going to the game? There's always tickets available.